Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Thursday, August 25th. It's fishing derby time in Owen Sound. Thousands of anglers are set to hit the waters of Georgian Bay for the 34th annual Owen Sound Salmon Spectacular, which gets underway at midnight tonight and continues until September 4th. Derby co-chair Chris Gabert says the big tent is all set up off Gray Road 1 at Georgian Shores Marina. It will be home to daily entertainment and meals throughout the derby, and it acts as the official weigh station where anglers will check if their catches will crack the leaderboards, and a piece of the more than $150,000 worth of prizes up for grabs. Gabert says thousands of registrations are expected in this year's derby, and there will be lots of entertainment daily at the big tent.
We're back. We're going to have fun, and it's time for put COVID behind us and enjoy this year's event.
There are two major boat prizes for the heaviest salmon, rainbow trout and lake trout caught during the derby. Every person who buys a derby ticket will also be entered into a boat draw this year. Bayshore Broadcasting will be following the progress of the Owen Sound Salmon Spectacular with regular updates on the Bumstead Insurance Financial and Employee Benefits leaderboard. Provincial police say a pedestrian suffered non-life-threatening injuries when they were struck by a vehicle in rural Meaford yesterday. Emergency services were called to the incident in the area of Side Road 4 and Foster Street, west of the Meaford-Blue Mountains boundary, around 7:30 yesterday morning. According to police, the pedestrian was transported to a local hospital. Police have not provided additional details about the incident, but they say it remains under investigation. Kincardine is looking for input as it works on a waterfront master plan. It will serve as a guide for organizing and prioritizing plans for developing facilities, parking, and accessibility. Director of Community Services Jane Jagaleski says the study area includes several waterfront parks and beaches. Tonight, there's a public input session planned at the Rain location now, which is the Davidson Center. Employers are still having a tough time finding enough workers. Statistics Canada says the job vacancy rate climbed to 5.9% in June, with more than 1 million positions unfilled across the country. The healthcare and social assistance, accommodation and food services, and retail sectors saw the largest increase in job vacancies. More and more physicians across the country are saying they're burnt out. A survey from the Canadian Medical Association says 53% of doctors reported emotional exhaustion and other signs of burnout in a recent survey. Nearly half of the physicians who took part in the poll say they'll likely reduce or modify their clinical hours in the next 2 years. Tonight's Southampton Car Show has been cancelled due to the weather. Saugeen Shores Sunset Cruisers Dave Middleton and Gary Brown say it was supposed to be the final show of the year. They're thanking the community and car owners for a great summer, and they say they'll be announcing total money raised within the next week. The money raised from the car show goes to the Saugeen Memorial Hospital Foundation. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 150 points to 20,172. The Dow Jones is up 322 points. Our dollar is trading at 77.36 U.S. cents, up 24 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $92.85, down $2.04 a barrel. In sports, the Toronto Blue Jays play the Boston Red Sox. The Jays have won 6 of their last 7 Major League Baseball games and have possession of the second wild card spot in the American League. Kevin Gausman starts for the Jays. Game time is 7:10. Last night, Toronto shaded Boston 3-2 in 10 innings. In the Grey Bruce Ladies Fastball League in Allenford, the Tara Ladies take on the Allenford Gators at 7. If Tara wins, it will force a sudden death game for the championship immediately following the first game. In women's world hockey at Denmark, Canada beat Finland 4-1. In the Canadian Football League, the Calgary Stampeders visit the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Game time is 8:30. In National Football League preseason, the Green Bay Packers are in Kansas City and the Houston Texans host the San Francisco 49ers. 3 members of the Owen Sound Bug Juice Senior North Stars won Ontario Series Lacrosse Awards. Tyler Halls was cited as the best two-way player. Jake McNabb was named as the Rookie of the Year, and Nick Quaid shared the award as Most Sportsmanlike Player. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca.